Welcome to Behind the Curtain with Nick Troon, the show where we sit down with theatre practitioners and get a backstage look at the creative process. On today's episode, we sit down with Ron Ziv, a director in this year's season of Favourite Shorts produced by High Country Theatre. We'll be talking about the show and Ron's experience being the youngest director in this year's season. So without further ado, let's get on with the show and peep behind the curtain. Welcome to Behind the Curtain with Nick Troon. My name's Nick, I'm your host, and today I'm sitting down with Ron Ziv, one of the directors for High Country Theatre's season of Favourite Shorts. Welcome to the show.
Is this thing on? Is that me?
Before we start, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is Ron Ziv. I'm probably younger than you expect to be, and that's pretty much all you need to know about me.
You're this year's youngest director for Favourite Shorts, right?
I think so, unless they hired a baby that I'm not aware of, but I'm pretty sure that's me.
Before we dive deep into Favourite Shorts, let's talk a bit about you. How long have you been doing theatre for?
I like to say that I came out of the womb and a spotlight shone upon me and I picked up a microphone and it was my moment. Realistically, since I was roughly 2015, it was Alice in Wonderland, and I was the pig. I saw a picture of this recently, and it took me back. I had a nightgown with a cap and a sponge pig nose, and I had to push a shopping cart trolley, and I couldn't do it, so I had to call the Duchess, who was my mother, onto the stage, and she had to help me do it every night, and that was fun.
And you've been doing a variety of productions since, right?
Yeah, I've done stuff with ADMS, I've done stuff with my school, and I've done stuff with High Country Theatre, we're here to talk about today.
Exactly. But before we go on to Favourite Shorts, why don't you tell us a bit about your most recent credit with ADMS?
The Appleton Ladies Potato Race, which just closed. If you missed it, too bad. It was a very, very comedic play with the real ear for Australian slang about a small country town called Appleton, believe it or not, which has a sort of show, and every year at the show, they have a potato race where the prizes are not equal for men and women. And so the show's about trying to change that in a small country town, which I'm sure we all know isn't always the easiest thing to do.
And you were doing tech for the show, right?
I was doing the sound up the back with, you know, all the buttons and the sound.
So if you were there and you were hearing that fantastic music, that was you on the buttons.
I didn't write the music, disclaimer. I didn't write the music, that wasn't me.
You've been involved in a variety of productions now from a series of different viewpoints. What would you say is your favourite role in the production process?
Well, this is a very hard question, believe it or not. My favourite role is probably being on stage, in the middle of the stage, where no one else is on the stage and it's just me. That's probably, I'd have to say, gun to my head, probably my favourite spot.
And last year for Favourite Shorts, you were on stage, right, as one of the performers?
I was on stage. It was my first Favourite Shorts. It was not what I was expecting it to be, but it was very fun. And I had two roles, and one of them I went through a full relationship in the span of about a minute with one of my classmates, which was fun.
Hey!
And in the other one, I saw a ghost. That's pretty much all I'm going to say.
Well then, let's jump straight into why you're here. Favourite Shorts. Now, we've already had Margaret Sims come in and talk about the show, but for anybody that missed that episode, what is Favourite Shorts all about?
Favourite Shorts is a collection of short stories written by a bunch of local people. You know, some of it is comedic, some of it is dramatic, some of it is confusing, and it's all a good time.
And it's all local directors, local actors?
It's all local directors, local actors, people you know, people you've seen, and I'm one of them, which is always a great reason to come and watch Favourite Shorts.
Yeah. Both on stage and directing this year, right?
I am.
Yeah.
I'm still not quite sure how that happened, but, you know, I got the offer and I found a play I liked and grabbed it with both fists. And, you know, and the spotlight shone upon me and I had the microphone and it was my moment. And I have a wonderful, wonderful cast who are very funny, which is very helpful. So come see us, week two, Favourite Shorts.
Hey, there we go. And being a first-time director, how has that process been?
It was a bit scary because anyone who knows me will tell you in a heartbeat that I can be, how shall I put this delicately, dictatorial. And I didn't want that to budge in. I read a few books and I sort of tried to put what I read into the show. And so far it's going pretty well.
Yeah. And well, we've still got a few weeks until performance, right?
We do, don't we? I have the dates in front of me, but we do, don't we?
Now, we often talk about Favourite Shorts as a collective, but what in particular is your play about in this show?
Without trying to spoil too much, my play is, it's called More Mushrooms, and it's about a couple in a mall who do mushroom, no, who trying to go to a coffee shop for a date, and they get constantly interrupted by a bunch of pop-up sellers who sell them whatever. It is, I won't say anything so as not to spoil it, but it is one of the most absurd things I've ever seen, and I popped out of the womb and grabbed a microphone and had a spotlight.
And so, as I said at the top, you are the youngest director in this year's lineup. Do you believe your age has at all affected the rehearsal process?
Not really. I mean, pretty much everyone in the cast knows me or knows of me.
Mm-hmm.
So they only know my personality and my whims. So it was mainly just sort of telling them what I wanted, and then they would interpret that their own way. And then if I didn't like how they interpreted, I'd tell them how I wanted them to interpret. And that seems to have worked.
And so, coming through this process, what advice have you learnt that you would pass on to any similar young directors?
Just do it. If it'll be good, it'll be good. If it won't, it won't. Get a good cast and, you know, make it funny. Comedy always works.
Before we close, do you want to give a quick promo for the show?
Come to Favourite Shorts. Tickets can be booked, I'm pretty sure, at the door or on Try Booking. The dates are from Friday the 10th of May to Sunday the 19th of May. And bring your friends, bring anyone, get some tickets. You know it'll be a good time.
Well, thank you for coming and speaking with me.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Behind the Curtain with Nick Troon, recorded in TuneFM Studios at the University of New England on Anawan Country. To view the latest episodes and TuneFM's other programs, visit tunefm.net or search TuneFM on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Finally, make sure you're following TuneFM on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates on new episodes. That's it for today's episode. My name's been Nick, and I'll see you next time.